This is BOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Houthi and Omani envoys are planning to head to Saudi Arabia on Thursday night to try to negotiate a permanent ceasefire with Saudi officials to end the war in Yemen, according to two people involved in the talks. Houthi officials will travel to Riyadh with the Omani mediators, who landed in Sana'a on Thursday. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was expected to tour a Russian plant that builds fighter jets and visit the country's Pacific Fleet. His exact whereabouts a little uncertain Thursday, following a summit at which he expressed unconditional support for Moscow. Kim invited Russian President Putin to visit North Korea, an invitation the Kremlin says Putin has accepted. South Korea has reacted to the North Korean-Russian summit, and as expected, AP reporter Karen Chama says they are not happy.
Lim Soo-suk, South Korea's foreign ministry spokesperson, told reporters in a briefing, "We express deep concern and regret that the North Korea-Russia summit discussed military cooperation, including satellite development, despite repeated warnings from the international community. There is widespread concern in Seoul that North Korea will supply Russia with ammunition in return for advanced weapon technologies from Russia. I'm Karen Chamas."
The National Hurricane Center in the United States is warning people in Bermuda and the northeast coast of the U.S. and Canada to be aware of Hurricane Lee.
"We want folks not to really be focusing on the exact track of the storm, as these winds and rainfall impacts are going to extend very far from the center. Lee is a very big hurricane."
They've actually issued a hurricane watch for the coast of Maine, New Brunswick, and Nova Scotia. This is VOA News. The first truckload of Russian humanitarian aid has arrived this week in the disputed territory of Nagorno-Karabakh in the Azerbaijan, from Azerbaijan. Although Armenian authorities, citizens, and activists say that Azerbaijani troops continue to block access from Armenia. Reporter Ricardo Marquina traveled to the areas near the enclave on the Armenian side. Marcus Horton narrates his report from the Armenian capital.
The shortages could soon begin to cost lives. From Stepanakert, the capital of the region, Ruben Vardanyan, a local politician and public figure, speaks with VOA.
"We have limited food because of the only local products. We don't have medicaments. We don't have gasoline. And every day situation becoming worse and worse."
Residents on the Armenian side of the border say the Russians are not meeting their obligations under a 2020 agreement to secure the corridor with a presence of peacekeepers. For Ricardo Marquina in Yerevan, Armenia, Marcus Harton, VOA News.
U.S. automakers and union negotiators offered little hope a deal would be reached on Thursday to avoid a midnight strike. The latest now from AP reporter Lisa Dwyer.
With a strike deadline getting closer, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says offers from the companies are not enough and that the union is getting ready to strike.
"You know, we're not picking a target. The target is the big three. And we expect, you know, September 14th is a deadline. We expect to have agreements with all three companies by that date. The workers deserve that. And if they do not have an agreement by that date, then there will be action."
It would be the first time in the union's 80-plus year history that it struck all three companies at the same time. In an online address to members, Fain said General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis have raised their initial wage offers but have rejected some of the union's other demands. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A species of snail, once extinct in the wild, has been reintroduced to French Polynesia after a 15,000-kilometer journey from Britain. More than 1,600 of the tiny snails were released on the volcanic island of Moorea by specialist Tyrone Capel, who says they are seeing results.
"Whilst we were surveying this area before we released, we actually found juveniles that are unmarked, which means that they've potentially been born in the wild. And we've also found juveniles that we released in April this year that have now turned into adults."
Each year's release of snails is painted a different color of fluorescent varnish, which glows in the dark and allows them to track them. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.